Today is Pentecost Sunday. As Dennis said, this is a celebration. It is a celebration that is still celebrated by the Jewish people. And for this particular time in the Bible, it's in Acts. It's in Acts 1 and 2 that we talk about it. In Acts 1, we find out that the disciples, Mother Mary of Jesus, and Jesus' siblings come together as instructed to this dwelling. And they're celebrating the Pentecost. And while they're doing this, something miraculous happens. They are brought up and caught by the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm sure in the more traditional Bibles, it's the Holy Ghost. However you say it, they are caught by the Spirit. And they are lifted to a higher realm. And so when we celebrate this time, it's the celebration not only of an expectancy of the Holy Ghost to get us, but we also celebrate that the Holy Spirit is already within us doing this work, and that we want to open ourselves more, open up ourselves wider to experience the greatness in its totality of the Spirit using us, moving through us. And so it states in the Bible, starting with Acts 2, as they were there, they were celebrating, the disciples and the family of Jesus. It says that, and suddenly from heaven, there came a sound like a rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them abilities. And as they were there, for something I forgot to mention, from one, was that because this was a celebration, a Jewish celebration, and they were in Jerusalem, Jewish people from all around with different languages were there to celebrate and to be a part of the ceremony of this. And so when they all started talking these different languages, everyone around them was surprised. Because as they were all speaking, they could all understand. They could all understand in their language what was being said. And they were filled with awe. Awe in the greatness of it, and awe in the actual fear of it, because they thought in some ways that they were maybe demonized. But Peter, we remember that Peter is faith within us, that faculty, that ability of faith. Peter said, don't be afraid. Have faith. The Holy Spirit is within us, creating these great abilities within us. So it isn't, as we learn about the, and I find it interesting, I just caught this, I don't know why I didn't catch this, it wasn't just the disciples, it was everyone. It was the 12 disciples, it was Mother Mary, it was the siblings. It said all. It didn't say just the disciples. Everyone caught it. Every one of us. I'd like for us, no, okay, it's all right to laugh. To imagine above us a tongue of fire, I can't imagine that. It's like a, I don't know, cow's tongue or something. It sounds kind of gross to me. But again, they were all farmers, agriculture. The important thing is that above them, they weren't just getting a water baptism, they were getting a fire baptism. They weren't getting a baptism from a man by a river. They were getting a baptism by the Holy Spirit. They had been baptized before, but recall that there were some other baptisms by the Spirit. First one was John the Baptist, who then started his ministry. John the Baptist then baptized Jesus. From that baptism, the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus. And during his whole ministry, and then he started his ministry, and during his whole ministry, when he said, I will leave, but I will send you the Comforter. When I leave, I will send the Holy Spirit to you. He made good on his promise. For as Dennis said earlier, after they had come together, the Holy Spirit came upon them. And soon after, it was really then that they really started their ministry. So we celebrate this opportunity that we all have to allow the fire to touch us. Allow the fire of the Spirit to move in, through, and as us. Allow us to move away our ego, move away the thoughts of the world, the darkness of the world, the lies of the world, and embrace the truth, the fire of the Holy Spirit that is already within us but wants to have more dominion as us. And beloveds, it is already there. We don't have to visualize a fire or a tongue. We don't have to visualize a wind gusting through here. Because if we allow it, the wind, that beautiful spirit, can move in and through us. We too can hear what Jesus heard. Beloved, I am so proud of you. So long as we allow it to touch us. Metaphysically, all of this means is that we are allowing the demonstration of thoughts from divine to move in and through us. Fire represents the positive, affirmative state of mind. The fire of God, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, that is action. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, whatever you want to call it, the breath of God is the action of God. Now, here's where unity is interesting. We have three divisions of God. Please know that they're all the same. They're all one God. But for us to digest the capabilities of God, we divide them up. We have God, which we also call the mind of God, the great mind, the fountainhead, whatever you want to call it, and whatever aspect you're thinking of it. And God isn't loving. I know most people are like, what? You need to stop being a minister. God is loving. No, God is not loving. God is love. God is the love that allows us to be loving. God is not powerful. God is power. God is the spiritual power of which we take portions of for our own self so that we can manifest spiritual greatness. God just is. It doesn't change. If we were to say that God was loving, that's when we humanize God. We think God loves them more than God loves them. No, but if we know God as just love, there are no dimensions of love. Love just is. God just is. Divine power just is. There's no dimensions. It's absolute, unchanging. It's from these aspects that we have our being. You have God, mind, that allness. We have then the Son, the Christ, divine idea. From the mind comes divine ideas, the blessed ideas that God creates. And from those divine ideas, the Holy Ghost takes action. The Holy Spirit takes action so that God's will of good can be made manifest here. God's will of good can bring heaven and develop heaven here on earth. And so when we talk about the Holy Spirit, us allowing the Holy Spirit to move in and through us, us being the Christ consciousness of which the divine idea is and then expresses through, we are then talking about having the capabilities to be the hands of God, the face of God, the love of God. We are talking about allowing the fire to touch us, to purify us, so that we are the expression that we are truly here to be. We are the action of God if we so choose it. And I'm not talking about the little g God, I'm talking about the large g God. I'm not talking about that which we think needs to be developed. I'm thinking about heaven here on earth, greatness, light, where there is no darkness, where there is only joy, only happiness. At the end, it said, they, being everyone in the house, began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. I ask you, and I ask the 9 o'clock, what is the language of the Holy Spirit? What is the language of God? I'm seriously asking you.
Love.
Love. Anything else?
What?
Music?
What?
Of course, Beth Suter would say Latin. What else? Oh, and of course, Gary would say Italian. Let's go back to love. Music.
Wisdom.
Joy.
Intuition.
Kindness.
Truth.
Peace. Prayer. Acceptance. Abundance. Now you're talking.
Joy.
What'd you say, Shamika? Beauty. Oh, beauty, yes. These are the languages of God. So when you allow yourself to be touched by the fire, to allow the fire to settle on you and in you, the languages that you then speak are the language of love, compassion, of joy, of happiness, of prayer, of everything that you spoke of. That is the language of God that we are here to bring forth in the world. That is truly who we are. The Holy Spirit comes upon us, telling us to be those things. God is life and love and wisdom and power and all the great things that you said. It is time for us to manifest those things. There's a beautiful, beautiful quote in the Bhagavad Gita about God. It says, "The love is to know, to love is to know me, my innermost nature, the truth that I am." To love is to know God. To love is to be God in expression. From the Unification Church, it says, "What is God? He, she is an existence that absolutely lives for others." When we let the fire touch us, we then move away from the egotistical me, mine, because we realize that I am you and you are me. That whatever I have is yours, because this whole world is meant to be shared and loved by each and every one of us. And so, to be and express the language, the various languages of God, is to live for others in that compassion, in that joy. There's a, I think most of you know I love Hafiz. I love the translation and the gift. And I believe that once we really get it, because the Holy Spirit's always there in its fullness, it's a matter of us, whether we accept it or not. And once we do, I believe that we will all agree in the poem, "I Have Learned So Much." And it goes, "I have learned so much from God that I can no longer call myself a Christian, a Hindu, a Muslim, a Buddhist, or a Jew. The truth has shared so much of itself with me that I can no longer call myself a man, a woman, an angel, or even pure soul. Love has befriended Hafiz so completely, it has turned to ashes and freed me of every concept and image my mind has ever known." There is a phrase, it's an old phrase, I'm showing my age. I think this gives new dimension to the phrase, "God is there to blow your mind." For you to be free of every concept known to man, talk about mind-blowing, talk about allowing the ego to be released from the prisons, or allowing the knowing that the ego can no longer imprison you, and that the ego will turn itself around and work for the presence of God. Because here in Unity, we don't talk about killing the ego. We talk about if God made everything and it was good, that the ego's there for a purpose. And it's there to be on duty for God, not itself. And once we allow this Holy Spirit and allow love to come through, we can't think of fear. Fear is no longer there. Dennis talked about a beautiful woman, Barbara Stoddard, who worked here. And everything in the memorial yesterday led to one thing, that she was the embodiment of the Christ consciousness. Dennis gave you some of the things I mean, can you imagine living in such ways that there was no fear that she lived by the throughway? And when people broke down, they would come to her house and she would invite them in? I mean, that wasn't that long ago. There was no fear in this woman. There was only love. The adoption of so many kids, foster kids. Her kids said that she was on auto dial in the middle of the night. Anytime there was a foster kid in need, they would just call her. That the family was filled. There was another woman who said that there was always another serving, enough for anyone who came. It isn't just some man that we read about and we've kind of idealized. It's about all of us. We all embody the Christ-ness as long as we allow it to shine. So I invite you to let the fire stoke you. Allow the fire to burn you, the embers in you to come out, and allow it to fuse out anything other than love. Ending, there's a wonderful prayer. It's a Catholic prayer, and it's beautiful. It's called Prayer to the Holy Spirit. I want to share it with you. Come, O Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful and enkindle in them the fire of thy love. Send forth thy spirit, and they shall be created. And thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who didst instruct the hearts of the faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us in the same spirit to be truly wise and to ever rejoice in his constellations. Thank you, God. Amen. So let us do that. Let us be touched by the fire. Let us be purified and know that the Holy Spirit is us and create love throughout this world. And from our weekly affirmation is from Keep a True Lent. And let us, okay, say it together. I believe it is in your bulletin. It should be on the inside left page. The affirmation for today is, the Holy Spirit flares its cleansing, purifying flames throughout my soul and body, and I am made whole and perfect. Let us let that resonate in. Let us say that one more time. The Holy Spirit flares its cleansing, purifying flames throughout my soul and body, and I am made whole and perfect. And let me say, yes, you are made whole and perfect. God bless you all. Mm-hmm.